Welcome to Directions on the News for Tuesday, July 17, 2007. This week we'll have a look at ESRI's long-awaited ArcGIS Explorer, which left beta in June, and its positioning in the marketplace. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. With ArcGIS Image Server, you can maximize the value of your imagery by processing and distributing it on the fly, enterprise-wide. Learn more about ArcGIS Image Server at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
I think maybe the best place to start in exploring ArcGIS Explorer is to take a look at how it was presented at the ESRI user conference. And Joe, you were out there. What do you remember from that presentation?
The way that it was positioned this time, this year, was clearly not as a Google Earth killer. It was really positioned as an extension to ArcGIS services, the ArcGIS suite for that matter, to try to make it an easy, lightweight visualization tool to bring in a number of different data sets that someone may have created and expose them to other people. But more importantly, you know, what I came away seeing was that it was much more of a GIS on the web type of a product than perhaps had been originally positioned. Originally, you know, I think ESRI came out and thought it was going to be a match for Google Earth. It's really not that way, and I think that they've come around to the thinking that this is more of a professional GIS solution. So what you can do with it in terms of either connecting to other GIS data sets or to KMZ, KML files, or to web map services, that's the way it's going. So it's kind of a professional version of Google Earth in terms of bringing a lot of different data sets as well as different elements from ArcGIS.
And that does sound an awful lot different from the early positioning. And I think from a marketing standpoint, I think perhaps there's been sort of a change of heart. One of the things I've learned in my career involved in marketing and GIS marketing is you need to be very careful when you react to other things that are going on in the marketplace. And one of my mentors made it very clear that sometimes you respond and sometimes you don't. And an awful lot of the time, best answer is not to respond, because sometimes a knee-jerk reaction will send you down a path that you're not perhaps ready for, or that your users or your potential users are not ready for. It's possible that that's what happened here, that as the Google Earth storm was gathering, there was a sense of, we've got to do something, we've got to do something. And then maybe there was a realization that, well, maybe that's not really for us, and that's not really for our clientele, and we need to stay focused on our professional users who want real GIS on the web as opposed to a visualization tool, and that the path sort of changed. I think there's some wisdom that's in fact what happened, because ESRI is not Google. And one of the ways that is true is from the data perspective. One of the challenges for ArcGIS Explorer has been simply a lack of really good data. And new data was added to the sets that are available for ArcGIS Explorer in the past couple of weeks, and the reviews I've read on the blogs were, well, it's better, but it's not as good as. So clearly, if you're going to make a visualization tool like Google and some of the other players have, one of the real distinguishing features is what is the data that's behind it. Our users, of course, you know, they may well have more of their own data. They'll have their own imagery, for example, that they might serve out via ArcGIS server or image server.
I think that's the excellent point there, because how many ESRI customers are out there? There's many. And many of them are searching for something exactly like this tool, because many of them are data creators themselves, and this is a way to expose that data. But also, I think more importantly, it's a way to expose other derivative data that they themselves have created. And I'm thinking particularly of either other shape files, if you want to go that route, or things that have been created in Model Builder. And I think that was one of the key things brought up on stage, is that it really is a fairly sophisticated tool. So if you use Model Builder to go down the path of creating some very sophisticated analysis, ArcGIS Explorer will allow you to view those subsequently created models. And that is a professional use for the product, where you're not going to find that in a consumer-based product like a Google Earth.
I'm going to second your statement about this not being a end-user kind of solution. I had a look at the ArcGIS Explorer blog, and a lot of the material that's there now is sort of tutorially. Here's how to add a note, and here's how to do some of the basic things with ArcGIS Explorer. And just flipping through the dialog boxes that are in the images, this is a very sophisticated product, and you're not going to learn how to use it in 5 minutes just sitting down. You can do some basic things, I'm sure, but taking advantage of all the enhanced functionality is not trivial. And again, that helps, I think, reinforce this positioning that, this is not a toy, and this is not necessarily just for visualization. There's more to it than that, and there's an awful lot more power.
I downloaded the release version now of ArcGIS Explorer, and I had a little bit of time to play with it. And, I like the ability to download the additional globes that they offer. I think that's kind of a neat feature. I didn't get down into, trying to bring in a model. I haven't built any models with Model Builder. But some of the basic stuff that you would typically find or want to do, adding notes, finding, a reverse address lookup, that type of thing by pointing on a map. And then getting an address. I thought that was a very cool feature. It does, of course, the typical things, finding a route, finding an address, measuring a measure tool, creating notes, as you mentioned. In terms of what you can compare it to in terms of Google Earth, it's got basically the same functionality. But the ability to add in other things, like you said, like georasters or KMZ files or the other things, you really are aggregating a lot of information in one place. And for that, I think it can be an excellent tool.
Yeah, that's another indication that this is for a sophisticated user. You're not limited in what data you can add, and you're not limited in what kind of functionality you can add through your models or through the API.
Right, and it made me wonder whether anybody else like an ESRI could bring a similar product to market. I don't think you could. I think we've got Google and we've got ArcGIS Explorer at this point, although I know you've had a look at Leica's Titan, but there are probably going to be very few of these visualization tools to come to market.
I'm glad you brought up Titan, because I think, again, this is all about positioning. Google Earth, certainly ESRI, positions as a visualization tool. Google positions it as a visualization tool and a tool to help organize the world's information. ArcGIS Explorer, we're sort of teasing out the fact that this is really a professional-level tool. This is going to be an analytical tool. This is a tool to aggregate all kinds of different information. Titan, while it can be used for visualization, is really about sharing data. And the fact that data is being put on a globe in a fancy interface, I think, is distracting from its real purpose in life. So I wouldn't even put that in the same space, because its goal is fundamentally different.
Well, I think another point you just made up about sharing data is going to become very important. We're all going to need a platform for some of the data that's being created out there. And I really see that data creation is entering a new phase in terms of geospatial data processing. We've collected the basic stuff, but whether you're somebody who is a professional geospatial user or whether you're a consumer who's out there tagging photos with a geographic location, there's lots of stuff going to be out there. So you're going to be able to pick your tool as to what it is that you're going to want to aggregate a variety of different data. And so I think that's something that GIS professionals maybe ought to be aware of, because there's going to be more data that's going to be out there to be aggregated both at a professional and a consumer level.
And the other side of that is, as a data creator, you need to have a solution to make your data available, right, to serve it. And that's sort of the other side of the fence. And again, that's something you can do with Titan. You can, from your desktop, put your data out as a WMS with, virtually no pain and no software. Google's addressing that in a slightly different way with this KML search ability. If you have your data either in KML or tagged with KML, it will be found, and then people can access it if you make it so available. Not just the creation of the data, but really the publishing of the data is becoming part of all of these kinds of tools.
Right, and I think as we brought up in our last podcast, perhaps the organization that comes up with the business model for publishing a variety of different data types may be the next winner out there in this space, because there's certainly elements of making money with newly created geospatial data that probably hasn't been addressed.
The final point I wanted to make about ArcGIS Explorer is that it is very new, and it did finally come out and was released out of beta on June 1st of this year. And that means that we haven't seen an awful lot of folks really tearing into it and starting to use it. So in a quick search of the web, I found only a handful of references to users, one of whom was the U.S. Defense arena. But I expect we'll start seeing more stories, certainly from ESRI, about how ArcGIS Explorer is being used. And that, I think, will give us another sense of its positioning in the marketplace.
I think one of the things to finally mention also is that there were some ESRI users who delayed some implementations because of the delayed launch, and some other their users made different choices and went to a Google Earth paradigm. So it is good that the product is out there. I think we will see more applications being developed.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to know that the latest version of Business Analyst Online, with new 2007 and 2012 demographic data updates, provides new capabilities, including live thematic mapping. With live thematic mapping, users can now easily update and change mapping elements. For more information on Business Analyst Online, visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. We invite you to give us your thoughts on ArcGIS Explorer or any other topic. You can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.